News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. House of Representatives Intelligence Committee moves to public hearings this week in the impeachment inquiry of U.S. President Donald Trump. As VOA's Arash Arabasadi reports, Democrats say the president's abused power by withholding military aid to Ukraine in exchange for damning information on a political rival.
The move comes after weeks of Republican accusations of Democrats working in secret. Republicans have continued to defend the president, even those who believe his conduct wasn't appropriate.
It is inappropriate for a president to ask a foreign leader to investigate a political rival. I believe it was inappropriate. I do not believe it was impeachable.
Democrats disagree.
The president broke the law.
At the heart of the inquiry is a July 25th phone call between Trump and Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, in which Trump asks for a probe into a 2020 Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, his son Hunter's work for a Ukrainian natural gas company, and a debunked theory that Ukraine meddled in the 2016 election. At the time of the call, Trump was withholding $391 million in U.S. military aid for Kyiv. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News, Washington.
In Bolivia, a major change to the political landscape after weeks of protests around irregularities in last month's elections. Reuters' Chris Dignan.
Bolivian President Evo Morales announced he would resign on Sunday after the country's military called on him to step down amid a fierce backlash over a disputed October election. Protesters cheered the news of Morales' resignation, which comes after a report issued by the Organization of American States said the October 20th vote should be annulled after an audit found, quote, clear manipulations of the voting system and that the results of the election could not be verified due to, quote, serious irregularities.
That is Reuters' Chris Dignam reporting. This is VOA News. A Hong Kong policeman shot a masked protester in the torso Monday morning, igniting clashes across the city and renewed fury toward the force as crowds took to the streets to block roads and hurl insults at the officers. Reuters' Eve Johnson.
Video footage showed a protester lying in a pool of blood, his eyes wide open. The hospital authority confirmed a 21-year-old man had undergone surgery. Local media later reported he was in critical condition. The video also showed a woman nearby being tackled to the ground by police. Reuters could not immediately verify the footage. The shooting was part of a wider chaos that spread across the city on Monday. Activists called a general strike and urged people to block public transportation. Protesters set out early as commuters headed into work, setting up barricades and disrupting traffic. Some also took aim at businesses thought to be pro-Beijing.
Voters in Spain cast their ballot Sunday in the country's fourth election in 4 years. The prime minister, Pedro Sanchez's Socialist Party, is expected to be the big winner. And it was the same the last time. In the previous election, however, the Spanish leader's party failed to win enough votes to form a stable government. A frontrunner in Afghanistan's recently held presidential elections called Sunday for immediately halting a recount of the vote, casting aspersions on the integrity and legitimacy of the already delayed electoral process. The Afghan chief executive, Abdullah Abdullah, made that demand a day after unilaterally withdrawing his team's election observers from the recounting process instead of ahead of Thursday's scheduled announcement of the preliminary results from the September 28th polls. Thousands of people marched in Paris and other French cities against Islamophobia, targeting Western Europe's largest Muslim population. VOA's Lisa Bryant reports.
Several recent events helped catalyze this protest. Last month, two Muslims were shot and seriously wounded outside a mosque in southwestern France. France's conservative Senate also approved an amendment banning veiled women from accompanying their children on school outings. The lower house is unlikely to pass it, but it followed an incident where a far-right lawmaker demanded a woman visiting a regional council to remove her headscarf, leaving her son in tears. 68-year-old Julia Fernandez was among the many non-Muslims who joined the march. She likened the current climate to the anti-Semitism of the 1930s, before the Holocaust. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Yeah, my man. In Africa, welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van Lee. Hot, rocking, and beautiful sounds from the great continent will be knocking on your doors. But later on today, Raheem the wizard from Sierra Leone, will be my guest. And we'll be talking about his brand new album, and that is Love Letter. So stay tuned as Raheem will be talking to us and performing some of his songs for us today on the show. But right now, let's start off from Nigeria with Jay Martins and the late DJ Arafat from Cote d'Ivoire in a combination of Touching Body. And right after that, Wule Bang Bang by Magasco of Cameroon. But Touching Body is the track that we're going to start off with today by Jay Martins of Nigeria, featuring the late DJ Arafat from Cote d'Ivoire.
Arafat, Yorobo! Hey! Kepelele! Levez la main tout le monde!
Say more.
Put your hands up!
I don't like this, Touching Body. What the? Cause say, my mama don't like them. What the? I don't want this, Touching Body. Cause say my papa no like them. Waka, listen up. See, shalewa, halima. I get this friend where we get from Calabar, Labake, Fade. Come to think she be my personal person, but anytime when she come around, she get this feeling where they do me like fever. And when she dance with my mezebu, he dey be me like Senna for fana. Me like how she play the bassline, it makes me sing ooh la la la. The way she do, the way she that, it makes me sing ooh la la la. Mommy come back, she a jump. Daddy come to me a cross. And when they ask me, it was me. That's why me talk say, I don't like this shirt, Touching Body. Waka. Cause you know say, my mama don't like them. Waka. I don't want this shirt, Touching Body. Waka. Cause you know say, my papa don't like them. Waka. Daddy come to me a cross, and when they ask me, it was me. That's why me talk say, I don't like this shirt, Touching Body. Waka, cause you know say, my mama don't like them. Waka, I don't want this shirt, Touching Body. Waka, cause you know say, my papa don't like them. Waka. Akwinanu, ooh, makifine me bu spiritual healing. Amina, shalewa, however, don't try me. Cause if you try, I go do you many things. If you doubt me, don't try me. Cause if you try, I go do you many things. Like how she play the bassline, it makes me sing ooh la la la. The way she move, the way she dat, it makes me sing ooh la la la. Oh yeah. When mommy come back, she a jump. Daddy come to me a cross. And when they ask me, it was me. That's why me talk say, I don't like this. Touching Body, waka. Cause you know say my mama don't like them. Waka. I don't want this shirt, Touching Body. Waka. Cause you know say my papa don't like them. Waka. Listen up.
Vamos a
give it to me.
Bule Bang Bang by Magasco of Cameroon and Touching Body, J Martins and DJ Arafat. This is your super show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. Don't go away, because when I come back, my guest, Raheem the Weezer, will be here to talk about his new album, Love Letter. Relax, I'll be right back.
My name is Icy T Bangura, and if you're not listening to African Beat, what are you doing? Listen to the latest African music and dance to the best African beat from across the continent. Tune into African Beat with David Vandy at 9:05 and 20:05 Universal Time, Mondays through Fridays on VOA.
So sweet, you do it in not being sweet. Girl, I'm me and you feet. Oh. I could take you to Rome cause you're romantic. Shape like coke and you fantastic. I just don't kiss you, but it's on like last week. Remember where we been, they play under that tea. Girl, your love is unconditional. Oh. Girl, your love is supernatural. Yo. Be cream, I go rub you by me body. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Baby, pose for me, make us spend the money. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cause nobody love me like you do. Nobody treat me like you do, mama. Nobody love me like you do, mama. Yeah. I love you so. You know me, sis, right? You make her feel alright, oh. Now you know me, sis, right? You make her feel so nice, oh. Now you know me. You make her feel alright, oh. Now you know me, she's right. Everything's so nice, oh. Now you know me, she's right. Girl, now you can hear you about me. Anytime I see you, I need me to me. Girl, now you can hear about me. Anything I want, girl, you they give me. When I look into your
right,
eyes.
Right, welcome back to the African Beat on The Voice of America. I am David Vanley, and my guest today on the African Beat, he's one of Sierra Leone's finest, and I tell you, the man is just too good. And that is Raheem the Wizard. Welcome to the African Beat, Raheem.
Thank you, Mr. David Vandy. Thank you for hosting me on VOA today. Yeah.
All right. Well, you can push it out a little bit so that I want people to hear you. Exactly.
Okay, yeah,
I want them to hear you loud and clear.
I'm just that
okay,
cool person.
Okay, so I know you've been running away from me. I know you thought I'm not going to say that, but I am happy that you're here today. And so let us go a little bit into you personally. Tell the people about Raheem the Wizard. You know, people will be finding out. They want to know your bio. They want to know about you, where you're from, how this all came about. So talk a little bit about yourself.
My full name is Ibrahim Abubakar Bari. Ibrahim Bakar, my schoolmate know me for. So I took the Raheem name from the Ibrahim, and I made it my stage name. It all started in probably around 2007, 2008. I used to play soccer, but, you know, I had a cousin of mine. He heard me singing, and, you know, he said, I think you have talent in singing. I think you should concentrate on, you know, becoming a musician. So, I mean, he helped me. I went to sell Telstar Search in my country. I went up to semi-finals. You know, I didn't make it to the final, but I think that was the foundation of where I was, you know, I gained the confidence that I'll be able to make it in the musical industry. So from there, you know, I started working with a couple of people. I worked with Medjam, Lion Mountain, and later I worked with Lord Mo, the Golden Finger. Lord Mo was actually that person that really, you know, bridged the way as a producer for me, which I was able to get in contact with Innocent. Innocent is the artist that really put me out there. He paved the way for me. He made a lot of people, you know, get to know about who Raheem is. You know, he heard a couple of my songs and he said he was interested in me. And we hook up. We did a first single which I featured him. The song titled "Kolo," and you know, which was a mega hit. And then, you know, that was when people started, you know, knowing who Raheem is. That was after the Celtics star search. You know, people just knew me as Ibrahim Bakari. At that time, you know, even up to today, a lot of people didn't know I was that person because of I changed my stage name to Raheem instead of Ibrahim Bakari, you know. But yeah, I had that, and like I always say, fortunately and unfortunately for me, I had to travel to the state, you know, in 2010. You know, I would say unfortunate for me, that was when I was supposed to really tour around the country so people can really know about me more. But I came to the state, and you know, it was difficult for me.
And in the states, Raheem the Wizard is what people know, because we don't know who Ibrahim Bakari is.
Yeah,
to be honest with you, if you hadn't said your real name was Ibrahim Bakari Barry.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't know about it, but you know, we love the Raheem the Wizard. You know.
I know.
Okay, well, that was quite a journey, and I am happy you're able to acknowledge all these people that actually paved the way for you.
Yeah.
So your talent search actually started in Sierra Leone.
Yeah.
And that was where you actually started being, getting this discovery about the singing part of you.
Yeah.
And so what happened with the soccer?
Well, I wanted to become a professional soccer player, you know, but a footballer, actually. That's how we call it in Africa. but, you know, I get to realize that soccer is not my calling. Even though I played for my school, Amadia, I went to PO, I was in the soccer team. I played for Anti-Drugs. You know, I played for Mardi Rovers, a Division 2 team. You know, I played, but I think music is my calling.
You believe that music is your calling?
Yeah, because, you know, people appreciate me more when I do music than I play soccer. I play very well, but, you know.
And when we talk about your music, what kind of genre would you put you in?
I'm an Afro pop artist, an R&B artist. You know, that's basically what I'll put myself.
That we say, okay. Yeah. And today we're here to talk about your new album. I would say it's your first official
yeah.
album, Love Letter.
Yeah.
Okay. Give me a gist about Love Letter.
Well, I mean, actually, growing up in my country, Sierra Leone, where I used to have crushes on a couple of girls, and you know that you know sometimes it's so hard for you to face them and
say,
and I what you probably be just going around, you know, sneaking around on them, you know, say, oh, I love that girl or whatever. So the song basically, I put that together of my memories of how I used to.
Did you actually write up like we used to do that in the Garden of Love, where two.
No.
So you didn't write that? Oh, man, you are just coming into the business. So you actually wrote official letters.
Well, growing up, yeah, we used to write in primary school. We used to write letters, like you say, yeah, we write letters, and you know, that's mostly because at that time we didn't have like mobile phones and all that, where you ask for their
numbers. Well, actually, we didn't have mobile phones.
Yeah.
And when we were writing letters, we write in the Garden of Eden, where two lovers meet, where the butterflies flow, you know.
I know, yeah. Yeah, basically met that time, but not too much.
Okay.
And then later, we started having mobile phones and all that, where you can have a girl's number and then call them, you know, and, you know, be friends with them and whatever. But, I mean, the song is basically that way that you admire a girl and you have a crush on a girl, but you can't face them.
Instead, you decide to put it in writing.
Well, it's actually the movement of how you go about it. That's what the song is, the song is about. You know, like, oh, I'm that guy, you know, who's ashamed to face you. But I love you. Something like that. It's basically writing a letter.
Okay.
But you write a letter as if, I love you, but I can't face you. I can't stand that moment where I can tell you how much I feel about you. Even though my friends know how much I feel about you. But, you know, that's
so
basically.
So, one question before I bring up this song, which is the album title.
Yeah.
Do you still have that fear today?
Not anymore. Not anymore.
So now you are, you have overgrown that, and now you have the confidence now
to
stand in front of anybody and say, hey.
Any woman, any girl.
Oh, good.
To tell them how I feel about them.
All right. Well, we're going to start off right now, and we're going to bring Love Letter, which is the title of the album. And we'll be telling you later on how you can get it. But let's see what Rahim is going to do with this particular song right now on the show. Love Letter. Here we go.
It's Masterella on the beat, baby.
Hello, baby. How are you? I'm in a double waking shame by you. I keep one for talk to you, but how for do? You love me too.
Yes, beautiful tune there, beautiful song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Indeed, we are writing a letter talking to this lady.
Yeah.
But you know, it is good to, for you to be able to put this together. You know, I said this is your official first official album.
Yeah.
But let's see. Before this album, you've been producing singles, right? Just like you talked about the Kolo, like you did with Innocent.
Yeah.
And all the songs have come up. So what has been holding you back in producing your own album that it's only coming out now?
Well, the reason why I said this is my official album, because this is the album that my team made sure we have it on every music platform in the world. You know, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, YouTube, you know, wherever you can find music.
Wherever you go now, you can find all of the songs.
You can find. I had an album that I did in 2012. I was in Houston, Texas. I did that, but it was only for that, you know,
for that locality.
That, yeah. So that's why I said it's not an official album. This is an official album wherein it's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
We have hard copies of the album. You can stream it anywhere. Just search anywhere. The album is there. Just search Raheem or Raheem the Wizard or Raheem Rara. The album is gonna come up. Love Letter. And then you can purchase it there. Yeah.
And you just did a show. You just did a show on this particular album.
Yeah.
And so how was it?
Oh, man. It was a great show. It's been a while for the Sierra Leone industry, especially in the diaspora, to have a show like that, because we've been struggling. But I think we almost getting there. We're getting to learn the mistakes and the know-how to how to do things now. And I didn't only do it by myself. I would say that I'm the artist, I'm the face of that show, but I think I would give kudos to my producer who produced the album, Masterel, and other producers too. The promoters, you know, they play a great role. My fellow musicians from Sierra Leone, you know, even the fans, family members and everything. People,
yeah, because I was going to ask you, what is your relationship with the other musicians in the industry? How good is your relationship with them?
I would say,
because I saw a lot of them coming to your show, promoting and pushing it.
Yeah, I would say 99%. The 1%, I would just leave it because I can't say I know every artist in Sierra Leone.
Okay.
Towards every artist in Sierra Leone, I have love and respect for every artist from Sierra Leone. And then I don't know what they have towards me. I wouldn't say that, but I wish the same.
But they proved something to you during your show.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I said 99%. I don't have problems with nobody.
Good.
You know, I love every Sierra Leone artist, young, old, you know, present, past. I love everybody.
And we've been crying to say, hey, people are not coming out to support Sierra Leone music and all this. But in your show, what was your assessment about
people?
People
really came out. And the funny thing is, it was 95% of young people that came to my show. And I have a fan base of older people like that much. And I saw young people came to my show, and I was like, wow, this is great. And me and my team, we're trying to put a show together so that we can have the older people to come see a show, because they're the ones that have been crying for a show, actually. But I mean, this is an album. That was our album launching, so I don't mind that. But we're trying to put a show by next year for
to see how the elderly people can come
and enjoy. You know, by that time, the album will be everywhere.
Okay, well, let's look at the next song that you titled Promise Me.
Promise Me, yeah.
Talk about the song a little bit.
Well, Promise Me is a song everybody can relate to. It's a song that can bond to people together. You know, saying, this is my love for you. We love each other at this moment, but can we get that bond together wherein whatever happens to each other, we will be able to be there for each other. What if I get sick? I can't talk to you. Would you be there for me?
Would you be there for me?
What if I can't work? Would you be there for me? What if something happens that I'm not myself? Would you understand the situation with me? You understand? So that's the kind of song.
What if something happened that I am so broke now
so
that
broke
I cannot
now,
buy you anything? Would you
that? Would you understand that I'm just broke? So yeah, that's the song. You know?
Yeah.
You
know? All right. Well, I'm sure people would love to hear this song, mm-hmm. Promise Me, and that is what will come up next. So this is the African Beat on the Voice of America. Don't go away. Raheem the Wizard will be performing the song for you, Promise Me, from the album Love Letter. This is your show, and I'm David Vande. I'll be right back.
It's Masterell on the beat, baby. You'll be strong.
Well, beautiful time on the beat today, and my guest is Raheem the Wizard. Raheem the Wizard was born in Sierra Leone, West Africa, and he started music back there, but now he's based here in the United States of America, just released his first official album, Love Letter. And now we're here. Raheem is going to be performing another song for us that is called Care For You. Care For You is a very, very popular song. Very. It is very popular amongst the Zirinian community. And even in international scenes that I have been, I see that people relate to this song. Now, take me through that. You know, when you were putting this song together, tell me, what was going through your mind?
Well, I'm just this person that I believe in love.
Should we call you Mr. Loverman or the ladies man?
People call me all type of
all type of things. And what do you say?
Well, I mean, you can't stop people from saying things to you. It's just what you stand for, what you believe in. I believe in love, so most of my songs are love songs. People normally say, oh, you have a woman that you love, that you always are. It's like, okay.
That's your interpretation.
Yeah, but I get to cater for everybody when it comes to love. Putting my music together, I get to know what I need to sing about, and I put emotions in my songs, so somebody can be listening to my songs and they can relate and put their self in that song. That's them singing. That's how I do my songs. And Care For You is a beautiful song. It is, you know,
is it your favorite?
Well, no. On this album, I don't think...
You have a favorite?
I have a favorite song. Unfortunately, I'm not going to perform it. But if you wanna listen to it, you can go stream my album on iTunes, you know, Spotify, all these places. It's called... The song is titled Problem. You understand? Problem. It sings like this. Another day, another dollar. Another dollar, another problem. Another day, another hater. All they wanna see is problem. Sometimes in life you got to fall to rise up again. Sometimes in life you got to crawl to your destination. So that's, you know, it's a beautiful song because it means a lot to me.
And so what does Care For You mean to you?
Wow. Care For You has been that song that has changed a lot of things for me. I would say it's that song that grew up my fan base. It took me beyond just the Sierra community, as you said. A lot of people from other countries relate to the song, and that's the song. Actually, I have another song, Tekne, but I think Care For You went that far than Tekne. I thought Tekne was a song that really breakthrough for me until I get to realize that Care For You is actually the song. But and I get to realize that this album is gonna be something else. I'm seeing it and I'm feeling it, and you know, everybody responds from people. But Care For You is a beautiful song, and like I said, if you want to listen to some of these songs,
check out all the music platforms that you know around you across can, the you world can, you can get it,
you
right?
Can get it.
Okay, so now we're gonna see Care For You to be performed by our guest today, Rahim the Wizard, and we are all going to dance to this one. One thing about this song is the song when it starts, you don't want to sit down. You want to listen to it and you want to dance to it, you want to enjoy it. So this is your time. Enjoy the song right now with Rahim the Wizard, Care For You.
To fall, but I fall for you. If I need someone to talk to, I call you. If you ever see me cry, then I cry for you, 'cause I care for you. Every time I see you, it's like when I first saw you. Every time we kiss, it's like when I first kiss you.
Give me sweet love, you know. didn't make a single Hosanna. Hosanna, I care for you. I need someone to talk to, I call on you. And if you ever see me cry, then I cry for you. The rest of my days in life I wanna spend with you. Your voice is like a sweet song in my ear. Baby, talk to me, talk to me.
Yes, indeed. Beautiful song. I love it. I love it. I love it. I don't know about the dollar one, but this one, I'm going crazy over this particular song.
I know.
I love it. I love it. I love it. People in Sierra Leone, across the world, let's take Sierra Leone in particular. You left there Ibrahim Bakar, and now Rahim the Wizard is way up there. And I am pretty sure back home, people will be very, very hungry for you to be on a stage in Sierra Leone.
Yeah, I actually did a show in Sierra Leone in 2017, and it was a great show, a packed show too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've done a couple of shows there, and all of them has been successful. I want to thank my team for that. You know, people in Sierra Leone love my music. Mm-hmm. You know, they love my music. They always go out to get my music. And, you know, funnily, most of the weddings, you know, bridal showers, and, you know, something that has to do with love, you know, I think my music is being played there. You know, so a lot of people love my music. Whenever I go back home, whenever I perform, I feel that joy. I feel like I want to be there always with them, you know. But people really love my music in Sierra Leone. And I have a very, very great fan base over there. The Rahim the Wizard fan club, nationwide in the whole country. They're still there. You know, they're waiting. A lot of them are saying, okay, when we get in the
when
album
are we
now?
Getting there? I know you're going to get there. But let's take a very important aspect of the entertainment industry.
Okay.
How do you see the entertainment industry, especially the music industry, going for Sierra Leone music?
Well, I always commend the musicians, you know, and few other people around. It's unfortunate that we don't have the resources that we need in the industry. And that's the reason why I commend the musicians from Sierra Leone. Because even though we don't have the resources, we try to make people know that we have the talent.
The talent is there.
You know, we have... You know, everything that it takes as musicians to be out there. We only lack the resources and
the
materials to take us out there. Imagine my music. Listen to my album and tell me I cannot perform in any bigger stage in the world. I'm not going to boast about that. And not only me. We have so much of my type in Sierra Leone. Maybe people that are way, you know, but the opportunity is not there. But I felt like, you know, last year I felt that confidence that if it's not going to happen, We are going to make it happen.
We are going to make it happen. I like that. I like that. With this present moment, that there has been a foundation for arts, culture, and entertainment in Sierra Leone that has been formed, I think, through the government and one of Sierra Leone's music icons, Jimmy B, is heading that.
About it, yeah.
And we know we've been crying for government help, government boosting, support for the industry. And what is your take on this particular foundation, that entertainment industry foundation that has been formed?
Well, I would say it's a great move, because the government can play a great role in the entertainment. And then I believe they can be able to encourage investors that can invest in entertainment. I wouldn't say people that we have people that want to invest in the industry, but they need the confidence. I think a lot of people just don't have the confidence that there's money in music, especially entertainment. Going back like 10 years from 10 years back, you know, artists used to make a lot of money. You know, that's just the mentality people need to know, that there's money in entertainment, but you cannot make the money just one day.
No, it can't be
one week. Mm-hmm. If you have an artist, and you know these artists have everything that they can, you know, they can take out there with their music, and you have the money or the materials for him to go out there, I mean, it's gonna happen.
Yeah, but what about in cases where our production levels were not good, wherein artists, yeah, we have a lot of artists, but not everything can be sellable, and the artists need to improve. Like, what are you talking about your album now? You have that confidence. And somebody like me, I can sit here and boast that album is a very big international album.
Yeah.
All right? That can be played on any kind of platform in the world. All right? But again, there are other artists that can come up that don't want to listen. If somebody say, hey, man, this what you did with this song, that you can improve on it, but they don't want to hear that. It's as if they think, for just playing one song and beating some keyboards and putting it on YouTube and you get 5,000 hits, you think that you are a superstar.
Well, what I would say is, in especially in life, you get to learn things every day.
Okay.
If you always want to be at a certain position and you don't want to move from that position, that means you're not moving in life. You understand? If you look at Dangote, Bill Gates, and all these other people that have money in the world, they're still looking for money. They have all the money they need, but still looking for more. It tells you, you are not supposed to be here. Move forward. So as a producer or artist, you've used to one thing. Move up a little bit. You understand? But all that I would say is because of the industry is not that successful, because if the artists are making money, they will be able to pay producers.
African Beats.
Alonso, they are so
if you're happy, up. If you're glad, it's your birthday, your wedding day.
And if you're making money, you know you're sexy. Don't want nobody.
How can the artists make money when what they're producing sometimes is not good? And they don't want people to tell them that it's not good. But when you produce something that is good, like your album, and we have other guys that are coming up now, other stars that are coming up now, that are doing some real good music, all right? And people are beginning to show up. Like you said, in your show, people showed up, right?
Yeah.
People are beginning to show up in these shows. People are beginning to look at the artists and say, wow, well, this is really good. But you still have some people who, even when they do the wrong things, when you tell them, they don't want to listen.
Yeah, people, you meet stubborn people that they don't want to listen. It's just their ideas. I've met a lot of people with that kind of ideology. But I've been able to move to where I'm at today because I get to listen to a lot of people around me. There are other people sitting behind looking at what you're doing, telling they will understand that whatever you're doing is wrong and is right. It's not good.
They're sitting there and they're watching you on the street.
Yeah, they're watching
me.
You.
Like for me, one complaint that I have about my Sierra Leonean artists is that when they hit the stage, they can't perform. And you to sing is one thing.
Yeah.
But to perform for an audience is completely different.
Yeah.
You have to know how to perform your song. When you go to that stage, however small that audience is, you don't know who is sitting there that is watching you. As soon as you hit that stage, make sure you give it your all in all on that stage. So by the time you leave that stage, people will definitely remember who you are. Yeah. It's not nice to get off the stage and then they forget about you. As soon as the next person comes, they keep talking about that person.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
So that is my own take there. At least if we try to improve on our performance on stage. I'm a performer and I know what the stage means.
Yeah, I know.
And when you get on that stage, man, that is your platform.
Yeah.
That is where you make or break yourself. You understand?
Well, it gets to do with a lot of musicians probably don't have confidence in themselves. Because if you have confidence in yourself and you are on stage, you're supposed to own the stage.
Exactly.
You know, whatever you do on that stage should be great.
Because it's going to reflect on you as soon as you get on that stage.
No, that's me. I have one thing. People always say, oh, he can sing. He has voice. It's not easy for me to go up on a stage and not sing for people live. I want them to hear that voice. That would be like, wow, forget about the instruments or whatever. I'm going to sing for you so you know that it's not all about studio.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
That's what I normally do.
That's what I'm talking about.
I make sure whenever I'm on stage, I sing for people. I have it in me. It's not about studio. Uh-huh. Let me sing for you. And be like, and always people are like, wow.
Wow.
And then when the music comes in, be like, oh my God.
That's
so
him.
That's basically a signature.
Well, you know what? You know, I am so pleased to have you here. And this conversation will not end because we have talk about. Yeah. But let's encourage our people that, hey, these guys are coming up and we need to support them. And they're definitely improving. So we need to come out and support them. So right now we're going to play our final song. But I just want to thank you, Raheem. It's been a pleasure having you here.
Yeah.
And I look forward to more time together. And make sure, please, don't run away from me again.
I won't run away. I'm going to be the one calling you now.
All right. Okay. And so now for those people who are out there that loves Raheem, what is going to be your message to them?
Well, I just want to thank everybody, especially those that came to my show, those that already bought my album, people out there promoting me, telling other people about me. I want to thank you guys. And for you that, you know, if you haven't listened to my album, you're missing a lot. Go get the album. It's on every platform. Amazon, iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, you name it. Okay? It's on there. Go get it. And come and tell me that you're whack. I promise you, try to get another album.
Okay.
Yeah, so
thanks,
everybody. To all the Sierra Leoneans, Africans, let's support each other. Before I go, I want to tell African people like that there's so much in Africa that, you know, the American music industry is moving to Africa.
The Afrobeat is taking over America. Did you listen to the radio yesterday?
Every day. Don't sleep on Africa. Don't sleep on entertainment in Africa. Okay? All these big countries, Nigeria and whatever, they are not just popular because of any other thing. It's because of entertainment.
So
don't sleep on Africa. Invest. If you find an entertainer that you know has the potential of doing anything, pick them up. Introduce them to somebody.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Raheem the Wizard. And to all of you out there, I know you've been anxious waiting for the final song. Well, the final song is also brand new. It's called Seke. Yes, that is the song. And with that, today I want to say a very big thank you to all my engineers and my technicians out there. Till we meet again, I am David Vander here in Washington, leaving you now with my team and my guest today, Raheem the Wizard, in the song Seke. Till then, have a blessed day.
This is VOA News.